I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. This spring, St. Mary of the Woods College offers Shakespeare's The Tempest in memory of Mary Gavin Crawford. She was a teacher, actor, director, and devoted Woods alum all her life. And her career included performances starting with Shakespeare, with Romeo and Juliet as a student at St. Mary of the Woods College. The production's also in honor of her class of 46, and our guest is director Sharon Ammon. Sharon, thanks very, very much for joining us. I gather that you'll be presenting The Tempest by William Shakespeare.
Yes, we certainly will. A wonderful, wonderful show, and I haven't worked with it before, so it's a new one for me.
Not only will it be a new one for you, it'll be a new one for the audience, because this is a musical version of The Tempest.
Yes, we have wonderful vocal music written by Laurie Matheson, who's an excellent composer and also the senior acquisitions editor at Illinois University Press. I happened to meet her a few years ago. I'm working on a book with her and heard some of the music she'd written, and I thought, oh, it'd be wonderful to have her write some music for this. She's been working on it for a long time. It's beautiful, just beautiful.
Kind of fun to have this as a singing show on the island, especially with some of the vocal strengths that the students at St. Mary of the Woods College can bring to a show.
Yes, and we have a lot of new faces in this one and new voices, some first-year students who are in madrigals. The part of Ariel, which is being played by Cecilia Gray, also has several little fairies that follow around with her and sing with her. So they're kind of like the Arielettes.
The Tempest is one of Shakespeare's last plays, centers on the scholar and magician Prospero and life with his daughter Miranda, the rightful duke who's been usurped and exiled. This island, in addition to Ariel, has other spirits, fairies, and also the uncivilized son of the former owner. Who's playing Caliban for you?
Caliban will be played by a young woman, Shelby Richardson, and she also has a troop of Calibanettes who sort of slither around and follow her. And we also, instead of the Duke of Milan for this one, we have the usurped mayor of Terre Haute, set in the 19th century when Terre Haute was a bustling city.
So you've actually come up with a setting with a bit of a local flavor?
Yes, yes, we have. And there are references in The Tempest for studying in a place in the woods, a place of learning, which seemed to go with St. Mary of the Woods very well.
I see, and I can see that the notion of it being on a remote area, in some ways away from the hustle and bustle that I think St. Mary of the Woods College does offer to its students.
Yes, that's true.
During Shakespeare's day, Europeans were beginning to explore the New World and beginning to civilize its savages, so there are some somewhat serious notes in The Tempest.
Yes, there really are, and it has been done in contemporary times with an eye towards the idea of colonialism. And, of course, in the late 19th century, America was really becoming more of an imperial power. It was an age of high capitalism, you might say, perhaps like today. And there have been many settings that sort of show Prospero as not quite the positive character he was in the past. So we've got a mix of that. He's a good guy, but he doesn't quite understand the natives.
A musical version of The Tempest by William Shakespeare, directed by our guest Sharon Ammon, takes place in the Sicilian Auditorium at St. Mary of the Woods College, and show dates are February 28th through March 3rd. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.